Locker room chats continue as we get set for week 5 of the high school football season. Pleased to be joined now by Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble. It's brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed. Coach, your team drops to 1-2, go to Centralia on their homecoming night and fall 41-16, a game where they were able to run the ball effectively. Your two scores were on big plays. A lot to take away from that game, but when you kind of reassess and watch the film, what were those key takeaways from that game?
I was happy with the way our kids played. Again, we're really young this year, and, you know, we kind of didn't really get tested much against Horton, and I was excited to play a close game like that against Centralia to kind of see what we had, and I was happy the way that we played and competed against a team like that.
Yeah, and when you look at the two touchdowns that you were able to score, they were both on big plays. Of course, Trenton LeCure's been dynamite for you all year. He had a 70-yard touchdown run, and then you get the big pass play for 65 yards as well. It's got to be nice to at least see that your offense is capable of making those big plays.
Yeah, it is, and there's a lot of other plays where we were just off by one or two little things here or there where we felt like we could have got some more things to happen if we just make those few corrections.
Now at the halfway point here in the regular season, of course, you had your first game canceled, so three games in, but still halfway point if you want to look at it that way. I guess, what are the strides, or where have been the strides made from your team, I guess, from that start of the season to where we're at today?
I'd say that just the mental mistakes that we made early in the year with all our young kids still learning. I mean, they're learning stuff every week. And we can see that improvement every week in film. I told a couple of people I was happier about the Centralia game than I was the Horton game, even though we got the loss, because I felt like we still improved and played really good that night.
Valley Heights will continue district play, a road trip to Wabunsee on Friday night. We'll get you set for that one right after this. Continuing on with Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed. District play once again. You go to Wabunsee on Friday night. They are 3-1, coming off a win over Jackson Heights 22-8. Their lone loss was a 10-6 game against Troy a couple weeks back. What stands out about the Chargers and the potential challenges they can present this week?
The passing game. They got a quarterback that's been starting for a couple of years for them now, and he's really good and he's smart with the ball. He recognizes pressures and what the defense is doing, so we got to do a good job on defense of making sure that we replace people when we're sending pressure and making sure that we're sound everywhere.
When you look at the expectations from you and your coaching staff on what you want to see your team do this week, what are some of those few things that you want to see?
Again, I just want to kind of continue to eliminate the mistakes that we're making, continue to grow as a team. And I feel like if we do that, we should be able to go out and compete with a good team at Wabunsee.
Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble joining us again, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed. His team is heading to Wabunsee on Friday night for a District 2 Class 1A showdown. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time this week, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.